Sunday's game in Houston means nothing if you're looking for high drama related to the playoffs. The Texans will almost certainly clinch the AFC South title, win or lose.
To most of the rest of the sporting public, and for sure the sports media, that equates to a meaningless game. But in the NFL, there is no such thing.
I don't think there's a guy that's going to go out there like, oh, I don't care about losing this game. And for us, you know, it's a good chance to show who we are as a team.
The last game for teams who aren't playing to extend their seasons takes on even more meaning. Every player will be highly scrutinized for effort all week on the practice field. And the videotape from game day will be viewed over and over by the coaches and personnel department.
You wouldn't be a real professional if you took your job lightly in that last game. And for some of us, who knows if we're going to be here. For others, you're trying to put good stuff on tape to build from for next year.
Emptying the tank and leaving everything on the field is the only way to get ready to start again in 2016.
I'm looking at the future. We want to, you know, we want to end on a positive note, obviously. We want to work on some things going into the offseason.
I've always said that it's not a 15-game season, it's a 16-game season, and we're paid to be prepared for all of them.
The players and coaches have been part of the football machine long enough to understand that only their best efforts on the practice field, in the meeting room, and on Sundays can keep them in the National Football League. 20 of 32 teams will be playing that way this week. I'd say that's meaningful enough to make Sunday very important.